Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Beautiful stuff, Dr. Anyahora. Good afternoon to you, sir.
Good afternoon,
ma'am.
To you, sir.
How are you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Very,
how are you?
Very well, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. I hope your day has been good.
It has been excellent, thank you.
Fantastic. Now, we're going to be talking to you this week, every day until Friday, about the Christian approach to environmental responsibility. And we're going to be discussing this on environmental awareness and responsibility. And we want to actually have a deeper understanding of our role in taking care of this planet as humanity, and how much of the conversation about sustainability and the planet is real talk, and how much is politicized for specific agendas. I'm hoping we're going to be having fantastic conversations here. Now, Doc, what is the relationship between Christianity and our natural environment? What was God's initial intent for us and the planet at creation?
Thank you very much. The natural environment, so that we are all talking about the same thing, it refers to the physical world that exists without significant human influence. It includes all living and non-living things naturally occurring on Earth. And the natural environment can be divided into several key components, such as the atmosphere, you know, air, the hydrosphere, the water, the lithosphere, the land, the biosphere, living organisms, climate, and weather.
All right.
And examples of these natural environments are like forests, oceans, seas, deserts, wetlands, and mountains. Mm. I thought it's important to define that so that we're talking about the same issue. Mm-hmm. And the relationship between Christianity and the natural environment is rooted in the belief that God created the earth with purpose and intention. Mm-hmm. God's initial intent at creation was for humanity to steward, care for, and enjoy the earth, living in harmony with it.
Mm. Yeah, interesting. Now, what would you say are the foundations for Christian environmental stewardship?
Christian environmental stewardship is founded on several biblical principles that emphasizes care, responsibility, and reverence for God's creation. I'll just give a few examples from the Bible, if I may.
That's all right.
Yeah, I'll talk of God's ownership of creation. The belief that the earth belongs to God is a foundational principle for Christian stewardship, since God is the creator and the owner of all humanity's role. The human being's role is that of a caretaker, not an owner. We are like trustees. If we look at Psalm 24, verse 1, it says, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it.
Yeah.
If we also look at humanity's role as stewards, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, God blessed them and said to them, be fruitful and increase in number, fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish in the sea and the birds in the sky and every living creature that moves on the ground. So we were given the responsibility to be stewards for everything that is living on earth. And also, in addition, the foundation for Christian environmental stewardship comes from the fact that creation is a reflection of God's glory. Nature reflects God's glory, the creativity and the power. And if we look at the Psalms 19 verse 1, it says, the heavens declare the glory of God.
Oh, yes.
Has proclaimed the work of his hands. And if we also look at the principle of loving your neighbor, environmental stewardship says, we shouldn't just look at ourselves. If we love our neighbor and the future generation, we should ensure that this environment is available for them way, way after our time. And this is basically the principles of sustainability, which is the current buzzword that everyone is talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
And one verse from Philippians 2, verse 4, it says, let each of you look not only to his own interest, but also to the interests of others. So neglecting environmental responsibilities can harm others, especially the poor and vulnerable, who are often most affected by environmental degradation. Just as an example, if you see, even here in South Africa, close to where you get the mine dumps, the gold dumps, you see, I'm not a racist, but you see the poor community staying there. And I say it's our responsibility to ensure that everyone stays in a good environment where there's no deforestation, where the environment is okay because it's their God-given right. And then a Sabbath and the rest for the land. The biblical principles of Sabbath, which include rest for the land, highlight God's design for Sabbath. Sustainable use of resources and respect for the natural order. For example, in Exodus 22, verse 10 to 11, I'll just summarize it. It says, for 6 years, you are to sow your fields and harvest the crops. But during the seventh year, let the land lie unplowed and unused. And this scripture teaches us the importance of allowing creation to renew and replenish, which is basically the essence of sustainability. And my issue is on accountability to God. We are accountable to God for how we treat this creation. It's not ours. We're given the responsibility to look after it. And Romans 4:12 says, so then each of us will give an account of ourselves to God. So it's from an obedient point of view that we should do that. Thank you.
Yeah. Now, Doc, I just want to check with you. Is there a reason for a specific call for Christians in particular to take care of the environment? I mean, shouldn't this be a responsibility of everyone else, or is it limited to just Christians?
No, it's not limited to Christians. This is for human beings because we are on this earth. But we want to understand it from a Christian point of view because we normally think, you know, the environment, climate change, all these noises, they are not part of us. But we are part of it because we are stewards. As long as there is, it's your responsibility to look after the God-given natural environment that we were given.
Now, so the reasons for this care of environment, would you say is that apart from just taking care of what God has created, would you say that there are disadvantages to us as humanity for neglecting the environment? I mean, is there anything to lose if we just live our lives and not care at all?
Definitely. If we think of climate change, the effects of climate change, I know it's a big buzzword that people talk about, but climate change just didn't come from nowhere. It's from the burning of fossil fuels, like we burn to get diesel, to get petrol, the deforestation where we cut trees and we leave the land bare, and the rains come, there's erosion and deforestation. And industrial processes, they lead to greenhouse gases like carbon dioxide and methane in the atmosphere. And then when this happens, temperatures rise. I'm sure, I don't know about your observation, say, but from when I was younger, we knew that coming to this time of the year, like now, rains would have come already. The rains would have come.
Yes,
yes. The temperatures now, they are so high, especially like us in South Africa this year. The temperatures have been so high.
At night,
you just can't sleep. So you've got issues of heat waves, and the weather has changed its patterns. And when that has happened, we can't plan accordingly the way we wanted to plan. If you were a farmer, you wouldn't be able to plan the same way that people were planning like 50 years ago. And in the oceans, we also experience rising sea levels because ice melts more. The polar ice caps and glaciers melt at rates because the sea levels to rise. And we now have our coastal communities have problems with flooding, erosion, and all the different types of tsunamis that come in because the sea levels are high. And also the impact on the ecosystem. There are little plants, little animals, even if we think of here in Joburg. Think of a service station. It's my observation that people who live close to service stations, they can't grow even little vegetable patches. They can't because the fuels find themselves underground. They go underneath there and they destroy the land. And the little animals, the little plants, they just die. So it's not just about if we do nothing, nothing will happen to us. But we are doing it because we are honoring God's law. God created that land and said, look after it. It's a biblical mandate of stewardship. And it expresses love and compassion for our neighbors, the little animals, little plants. And it's actually an act of worship and obedience.
Now, you know, I'm going to let you go, Doc, and thank you so much for actually explaining how the state of our planet is looking today. And I agree with you that I had been lamenting actually over the past couple of weeks, right up until the beginning of November, we had not had rains, you know, especially in Gauteng. And I thought to myself, wow, this is actually quite strange because, you know, and I was traveling to some other provinces in the northwest, etc. People had, farms had not started planting. And so we are really such in a state, and I do hope that we can do better. Now, some may argue, Dr. Nyahoda, that you know, the planet is not as important as other given God-given tasks. For instance, sharing the gospel. For instance, taking care of the poor, and so they would put it right at the bottom of the list of to-dos. What's your opinion there?
I believe that while sharing the gospel is a central mission of our Adventist faith belief, it does not preclude us from the responsibility to care for God's creation. In fact, what I believe is these tasks are interconnected. A holistic Christian approach is actually inevitable. For example, you go to a community with deforestation. If you start by talking about, you know, God loves you and all things like that, and they can't even plant anything, it's not a practical approach to them. If you go to them and they're talking about deforestation, how we can improve the area, and then they're talking about the second coming of Christ, you have a better chance of people accepting that word because you are being practical. You are talking about issues that are realistic. So I personally believe that it is not a fair argument to say, no, 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 let's just stick to preaching and forget about the environment. Because we are witnesses of what God has asked us to do. People will naturally then do what we are talking about in terms of the gospel when they see us being responsible, because it's an act of responsibility. It's also an act of obedience to be able to care for God's creation.
Yeah, I think it's a very important point and a very critical point to actually end it for today. Dr. Nyahoda, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. We're going to be connecting with you again tomorrow at the same time and same place.
Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Blessings to you. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.